Comoros, Yuma, that's test on the base.
Shoyrish is the sibba for the problem. By tradition and by shayning, as well as since Gemara is widely discussed among the various Bali Agoda stuff. So finally, we'll perhaps just learn that the Edson Dibri Asugi, just to know, just to connect with the basis, the platform upon which most of the discussion about the Yoni Akhorban is based. Last week we learned about the previous part of the Gemara, which talked about the Churban of Mishkan Shiloh. Tell us there were three different Churbanas we want to talk about, the famous of the Mikdash and the famous of Aveda. One was the Mishkan of Shiloh, and subsequently was by Rishon and by Sheni. The Gemara discussed about Mishkan Shiloh, but it came to its destruction because of Ne'eli, two Aveiras that were Isaac. Someone in connection with the Mishkan. One of them was directly because of his own kachim, because they wanted to take the achig of the karbonos before the emurim had been brought on the mizbeach. And the other avera was because the Gemara referred to it as an inyan of gilei arayos, because they made the women who were bringing their karbonos, the kinyan of the yodos, wait, hang around by the mikdash until they were actually brought, because they were mazalzim and avoda, they didn't do the reason, so they can't be relied upon to bring it immediately. And causing the women to wait at the Pesach of the Mishkan, delayed going there, going home, and that was considered a Pesachim of Gilei Arayos or something. Alkapod, that was the Yitzhak Gemara, which related to Mishkan Shiloh. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss the following. The emphasis is that these are all members of the Amorah that we met previously, Rav Yechonon ben Tursa, which we spoke about last time, the Medrash, of who this Rav Yechonon ben Tursa was. The Shagoda ben Tursa means Ben Poro, because he saw the Kedusha Sapporo on Shabbos, he was a goy, he was a guy. So the Gemara has quite a lot of it. So the Gemara, Mikdash Rishon, Lifnei Ma'aporet. That's a very famous Sibra Gemara. What was the Sibra which brought about the Churban Bayis Rishon? So the Gemara, we made Gimel Dvorim Shahoyim Boy. There were three Averis which we find in the Psukim, which were prevalent at the time, which Kaito will nichshol at the time of the Bayis Rishon, which caused the Churban. So the Gemara goes on to bring the Makaris and the Psukim for these three. Avodazora, the Siv, Ki Kotzar Hamasa Mistareya. Ma Kotzar Hamasa Mistareya. But the emphasis, I think, that the Poshtim Pshat in the Pasuk of the Yeshaya is talking about the Nebuah, about the Churban. And it's telling us that the Oivim will take over the land, such as you have somebody, a Mamsa, is a couch, which is too short for a large person who is stretching himself out on the couch, and otherwise he encompasses everything and beyond. That's how the Ummus will take over the land. But the Gemara Dashan to them is not just a Nebuah about what's going to happen, but it was also a description about why it came about. So the Gemara wanted us, my Kotzer Amatza Mitzareya, the Siddur Zachur, but not just the Tzitzor. Omer Rabbi Yenison says the following, Kotzer Matzah Zen Histarer Olov Shnei Reim Ke'echot. What's made us? So we refer to Matzah Zen, it refers to the Mokum of the Mikdosh, this couch where a person resides, this Kavyochel, the Mokum of the, where the very Roshim is Sheikhen, and it is too short a place for two separate Koiches to find themselves together, to accommodate two together. What's made us? Dr. Rashi, the second line in Rashi, Dorish ben Etrikain, the historer rea echo. We're talking about if two, the historer olof shnei rea means if two people on this mokim of Migdosh are both going to be shaylet, there's going to be a thora of two independent koichos, kavayochel on the one hand, the ribbono shleilam, and on the other hand, the avodah zara menashe, the mam is telling the Migdosh, so sketching this, you can't be mekayim a Migdosh when there's avodah zara. That's shnei rea, Dr. Rashi, telling shehemid menashe behechol. Torah, Los and Reyes, Kishtei Noshim, like two Noshim, which are Torah, Zulozu, so that it refers to the Torah that comes about when the two find themselves together. Kishtei Noshim, Ishechel, the Ethiato Torah, the Ishalachoisel, the Sikach Litzroel. So that's the Historia, when the Historia, all of Shnei Reyim, Keechel, when there's two together, two Torahs which are coming together to the Torah in the Mokim and Midrash, in other words, that refers to the Avodah Zorah that found itself in the Midrash, is the first Sibba why the Golos came about. So the first Sibba the Gemara Dashim and Kosel Kotzer Amatan is the Re'avim, and the Midrash was too short to be Kailo Kiyot, two separate Re'im, two Koichas together, Avodah Zorah, which was also inside. Where the one about who is written that he is the one that is kind of the whole world, he gathers together all the men and mehayom, the walking method in the belt. In other words, it's a single faith in the Bria. But this Masecha is becomes to him like a Torah. I was up to Rashi before. Rashi refers to the Torah as being a second someone else together with him in his abode, in his mikdash, in his mokim where he lived. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that this Masecha, which is the refers to the Telem, this Tav, this Torah, has become a Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kotzer Matzah Mistarei means that the Migdosh is not able to be Kolo, two separate Koiches, Shneim Shanasim Reim, the historic Shneim B'Yachad, two Koiches B'Yishrim and Kavayochel, the Selem which Menashe was Meichel, and Masechel Torah, that this Selem has become a Torah, no, in the Nosh Vashi says, as Yishnai Shnei Shnei Nasim Torah Zodim. In other words, just the Eshter Posseh was the Gemara Darshan, that there was Avodah Zorah, which was happening at this time, which was the Sibah for the Churban, but the Pasuk which talks about the Churban is Barabbas for the Sibah for the Churban. Gil Aroyas, the Sibah, Beit HaPasuk, the Sibah, Vayema Hashem, now the Pasuk in Yishai. Yan, ki govu b'nei tziyin, v'atanecha, v'tinuyin, tziyay, zgoru, v'mashokhe, v'sinayin, holoich, v'tochoich, v'tilachlo, v'raglehem, v'chasto, that the Gemara, against the Taichim, which this, what this Pasuk means. Yan ki govul b'nei tziyoy, what does govul b'nei tziyoy mean? Shohi v'halchis arucho v'tzad k'torah. The tall ones went specially alongside the short ones in order that they should be boiled, that the tall ones should be more noticeable, that you should notice the tall ones that went alongside those who were very short in order that they should catch their attention. Arucho v'tzad k'torah. V'atei nachno the 2 years goro in shohi v'halchis v'koyim as kufo, who went upright. V'meshakri senayim, they have a malian kuchle in Ahem. They put themselves, they adorn themselves with a good voice, exaggerated in the way that they adorn themselves. Holoit v'tofoit teilachno. Shoyim ha'altoit ikit v'tzat goydel. That means they went especially slowly along the street in order that this is the presence should be noted. Uvrag le'em te'achasno. What's made of le'em te'achasno? Om ravitzo shem mevi'is moir v'arfaisnoit. They brought special besomim in order to attract attention to their feet, to their shoes, and ufashemagias esil bachuri Yisrael. And when they came alongside the men, boys, the men, the bochrim, boyatoyis and matizes aleihem, they made they stamped with their feet in order that the aroma of that came from their feet should attract the attention of bachurim. And there was a machshul given. But the Gemara aziv machnis men yitzahora. Ke'eres b'chol, just like the eres of an angry snake, well, kitar is the eres, and that which is trying to bring an injury. So the same is that the Bnei Yisrael did this. They went out of their way with all different ifanim of the machshel the b'churi Yisrael with the zinyan of Gilei Aroi. Yeah, Dokt Rashi. Nothing on this. Rashi is not the Gemara yet. Shviches Dolmer says the Gam Dam Noki Shofach Menashe Harbe Ma'oid Adashem Milei Tishnayim Metelape Menashe Gurim Menasach Shviches Dolmer Tzinu Yishalayim was covered from Telape means from one end to the other. It was full of Shviches Dolmer. So that's the curious about which the Gemara finds the Sibbers which were going to the Churban Ben Abayis. We find the Indian of Avodah Zorah of Menashe brought to Telem. By the way, Menashe brought the Telem, it wasn't a single act, it was an act of something which was prevalent, or at least something which had an effect in the Kali soil in that generation at that time. And who had in the conduct of the Nis Tiyin was something which would cause Kali soil others to be Nichshal with Gilei Aroyes. And there was Shvichas Domin, which was Avada Menashe, although he caused a lot of it, he didn't do it single-handedly. It was something which Tal Yisrael had a Shaykhus. Not the Gemara of Aitirah. Those are the famous words of the Gemara. As Avada Zorah, he arrived at Shvichas Domin, was going to the Churim by Yisrael. We'll get back to say a little bit about other connected in the Gemara's of Midrashim in this context. Not the Gemara of Aitirah. Avo Mikdashenit, so you're asking the Torah of the Mitzvah to Gemilas Chatzodim. Mikdashenit, what is Gizet? The way that we found it in the first Midrash. The Bnei Machor, the Bosom of the Choruf of the Bayez Shem. The Gemara, very famous Gemara, the Bnei Shahoysa, the Sin of Chinom. Because there was Sin of Chinom, the Lamedcha, Sheshkula, Sin of Chinom, Kenegat Sholosh Aviris. Kenegat Aviris, Zorah, Gil Arayat, Shvich of Domim, the Gemara says, there was Sin of Chinom. The Amma says, the Gemara doesn't bring Amakur to this Sin of Chinom. As they bring the member to the Gemara, the Gemara is Sin of Chinom, and we'll curse this, it's not unclear in the Sujas. How the Gemara is just Mishiach, the Gemara understands it. It's for it, there's any other Siddur on which we can be told that that was the reason. Okay, the Gemara says later on, it wasn't this Gala, the Siddur was that for the Churim by Sheni, which we'll get to see. Yeah, the Lamed calls up the Gemara, Sheshkula, Sinat Chenim, Kenegat Sholosh, Aveiris, Aveidazorah, Gilalai, Tashvich, Asdom. So the Gemara writes in Ochazach, try and be Mesakim, one or two, the related union, but the Vaila, just to see the Etzim Divir HaGemara. The Gemara says, "Rishoyim hoyu elo shatolu b'tchoyim b'akodesh baruch." I'm worried that the Gemara did. The Gemara says that be'etzem the people amongst the Bayis Rishon were Rishoyim, as we can see. The Gvein Avodah Zorah, the Gvein Gvein Arayi, Shvichas Domim, which kind of Israel, one way or another, all have a shayches too. But they relied on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. They'll get away with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look after them, notwithstanding the fact that they were Balei Aveiros. So the Gemara, after the Migdash Rishon, this refers to Migdash Rishon, the Sith, Roshea, the Shrichad, Yishpoitu, the heads, the leaders, they used to judge the people, the Shrichad, taking bribery, the Choyanea, the Mechir, Yoru, and the Kohenim used to take a charge for the Psat that they used to give, or the Vial, the Kesev, Yisumu. That means that the Nevi'im used to take money for their Divir Nevi'im, for exercising, for accessing the Koyach of their Nevi'im, because no one else had it. So the all three different Eifanim in which they were corrupt in taking money for their services, the leadership of Kol Yisrael. But the apostle continues to say, Al Hashem Yishanu Lemo, Al Hashem Bekirbeinu Lo Yisayov Aleinu Lo Yisayov Aleinu Ro. HaKadosh Baruch is with us, and we won't suffer the consequences of their Aviru. And Bama says it's a very, very interesting Gemara. You can see from this Gemara from the other Ma'amar Chazal that it's Shaykh to the Ovid Aveda Zorah, which is the Gimel Aveiris, which they were Nechshavim at that time. That was the Roshoyim that they'd done. And I feel, oh, it's Shaykh to say about them that I've told them it's Chayim, and they said, I'm going to smoke, we'll look after them, and it'll all be fine. Well, Hashem Yishan Olei, Ma'alei Hashem Bekirbeinu. The Chmaman of Shach, V'i is Aveda Zorah, how does an Ovid Aveda Zorah relate to Alei Hashem Bekirbeinu? But it's clear, even in the Gemara before, that the Gemara says that it's time to have Shnei Rein, it's time to have a Sheikhus, where Tzadis are alongside the Hakora and Yediyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zorah didn't mean, said it in this context, that they denied the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But alongside the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, it is Shaykh for them to be Mamet Tzad and Meichol to have their belief or their connection with other kaychas, it seems such, whether it was an employee or other kaychas, this is really what it means. But in this, the essence, Dibri al-Gemara, that they say relies on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed at Pesach in the good society when the Beit HaMikdash was functioning, they saw, okay, the Gemein Ashrot HaShchina, the Gemein HaMikdash, and they said that they'll get away with their rishus and the aviras that they are doing, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. This technique, Gemara, that was their attitude. And the Gemara says, refers to Mikdash Rishon, which we can see, they say, it's a task of what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Kibbein, if people are not Ma'amin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean that their Torah can come them from their moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aloi Hashem the Kibbein, the Yisrael Aleinu Ro. The Fich HaKhid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gimel Gzeiris, Kenegen Gimel Aveiris Shabi Yodo, because, therefore, we'll see about what that the Fich HaKhid means. Shalema, three different descriptions of the destruction of Yerushalayim. But Biglalchem, Tien, Sodat, Choresh, say, well, we plowed out your fields, the Shalim, Ian, Tier, Shalim also will come to ruin. But Arabayas, the Doma is Yar, Arabayas will become like a forest of, back at the Boma is like the heights of a forest. And in other words, the Har will become forest rather than the Mokim of the Migdosh. So that's the three things which happened, the Emesis of Machlikas amongst the Mephoroshim, the Marsha, and others. What does it mean? Hevi Gimel Zeris Kineged Gimel Averis. Is the Gimel Averis the previous Tosuf which mentioned that the Roshel B'Shoichad Ishpoitu Chanea B'mchir Yoru Unuvia B'chesev Yisayv, those are the three things Kineged. Then it refers back to the Gimel Averis which is the Oizim in Bayit Rishon Averis Dorosh Michas Yonan and Gila Reis. Those are the three things, the Tichot, that's why the three things were Kineged, the three things. Yeah, the Shaila B'Tilem and Mashozot, I think. Yeah, he brings up evidence that the different Gemaras in different places are mashma, whether the three things, our Gemara's mashma refers to the three Averis, other Gemara's mashma to that which they were nichshal in the three ways in which they paskened, or their leadership was just sold for money. Akapolim is as I that the Gemara says, divided the Gemara told us that there was the three Averis, and they were tunnel, between them, like a rishmorical, that will get away with it. And the result of that was the Korban as the apostles described. That the Gemara not have that, not have to remember it. But with Mikdash Rishon, they haven't been sin of sin, on the Gemara was, but no sin of sin on Mikdash Rishon. The Hosev, the Guri, the Chere, for you, it's Ami, Lochay, Sofer, Kelierach. That the Gemara, Omer, Rabbi Loza, Moed, the Gezach, people were fearful of the Chere. That Omer, Rabbi Loza, Eidah, Bnei Odom, Shoichle, the Shoichin, Zeim, Zeim. Very detached with the Gemara of Zanz. Maguri Pashas being steered off, but you can also understand that people were living together with each other, yet they were Oichli and the Shaitin Zezeh, the Doikrin Zezeh, the Charvi, the Chere, the Charvi Shem, the Shainov. That they shepherded each other with shepherai, with the sword of their mouth, the sword of the very sharp tongue in which they were. They shepherded each other, they shepherded each other with their words, which happened in the Isrishan. In the Isrishan, there's also in the Sinov. But the Gemara, even Yisroel, ben Nesiyeh Yisroel Hava, the servant Zohar, the Hillel ben Odom, that was, he here, Hoysa, Ba'ami, Betan, Zohar, the Hillel ben Odom, Yochel, Lachol, Tamar, Leima, he, Bachol, Nesiyeh Yisroel, that's not true of the prophet. But the Gemara says, yes, it's true, that there was the Indian of Sinah, Sinah, and Vekas Rishon, but that wasn't prevalent amongst the people, it was some historian like the world and the leaders, in which they were not the Chabad part of each other, as it should have been. Oh, but that wasn't Avera which the Klal Yisrael were mitzvahs as a result of. But Klal Yisrael, the Gevet, Avera Zora, which generally the Sibu had connection to in the various ways, and that caused the Chulban Abayit Rishon. The Chulban Abayit Sheni was a result of the Sin of Chinom. That was prevalent, that there were Nichshav of the Kari. The Gemara says, remember that one is connected, one is similar to the other. Like to learn another line of the Gemara and try to understand some of the further background to this inyan. So the Gemara Azoi. Rabbi Yechon of Eloz, Dobre Tarvayu, Rishonim, Shenizgan Aveinu, it's a very interesting Gemara. Rishonim, Shenizgan Aveinu, Rishonim means, the Bayit Rishon, Shenizgan Aveinu, where the Aveira has, was revealed, simply translated, Nizgalik Hitzop. Achreinim, Shenizgan Nizgan Aveinu, Nizgalik Hitzop. What's made this? What was in Dobre Tarvayu? Roshah v'sheichid ishmoi to seifid the Torah v'el Hashem ishanu loyim aloy Hashem v'kirbeinu v'aleyem ha-mikdash rishin koi, that's the posuk of the sholish gezeiru yisod v'ayin of Omei Ziyar v'ayin churu v'matate ha-mashmot kemoi v'ayim, that should bring the posuk took him to the effect of Yishalayim v'ayin t'ya means that it will come to its forbent. But the Gemara Rashi writes in the Taitchin the Gemara shenizgan ha-avilam loyhoyim mechassim p'sheyem, the Aveiru was open. He's got a kitzel. The sea, the light, the bobel, shivim, shona, efkid, efkan, which simply means that the ahead, it was this gada for them in advance that there'll be 70 years golos, then you'll come back. It was an open avirus, and they were told when the golos would end. That's the pot of the Rashi being. If he melos the bobel, shivim, shona, when there'll be 70 years, the bobel will come back. Achreinim loin is gan avoinov, then they need to shade the Rishoyim, how you would say so. The main of it, because of the same, so the main is God, so they work. Zecha to find out the end. Now, the Prosham chapter in Gemara means the technical sort of Zecha, Midah, Keneged, Midah. Where was this Gala Avodah? When it was revealed, Avodah was revealed, the Seif was revealed. When Avodah was the Seifer, so there's a certain Chomer in Avodah being the Seifer, and because the Chomer was the Seifer, so the Gimli, there was no Gimli of the case. He doesn't say clearly in the Gemara that as a result of that, there was an extension of the Golus because it was the Zonis Gala Fishon. It's just that the end, always the person there, knowing where the end is always a certain minor for a person, good feeling for a person to know where he is. That was taken away because it was the same. I mean, it was the same. It was the Golos of the same. Again, it was the Golos of the Golos. That's the simple Pshat in the Gemara. The Mashal types Grata, what's the Pshat, what's the minor of Avera's of the Golos rather than the same? So he says, I know you find the Chazal, the Chilim between the Ganav and the Gazla. The Ganav is touched when he does his Avera, the Golos, he's showing that his Moira, Bosal Adam, is not more than his Moira Shammai. He doesn't know your Shabbat, it doesn't mean much, but very much it's on the top. This is the Gaza, somebody does the say so, because his murder of people is more than his murder of Shemaim. The Mamela, the Indian of doing Averis the say so, shows us that we care more about Averis the say so, Averis the Golu, and that's why they have the Indian of Moira's Galaxy. That's the Gemara. Yeah, so Kashteta Chabu is a lot of this Gemara's Bermas mean a lot more than what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us very little, just a few stuck him here, and this is there, and some with, and some without, and this is Gala, not this Gala, but very little that we can understand from the Gemara in the wider context of Rishon. Why was these three and others? So I'd like just to mash them a little bit, not that I understand much of anything that's discussed about this, but there's something in the context of each of these lines of the Gemara which we can understand to a certain level. And that's how it's like. There's a very interesting maral, much of it is over the sun, the period Galad in Netzach, half of it is, I can't read to you before. Some of it I can read and some of it I can't read. Some of it is the table that I can read. And that's the following. What there is Masvir, the chilik between the Mikdash Rishon and the Mikdash Sheni. Why was it that the Mikdash Rishon, in the union of these three Averas, was the problem for which there was the Mikdash Rishon was this chalik, and the Mikdash Sheni was the union of Sin of Sinon. And he says, it's not the mikra that this happened here and this happened there, Pashteta. So he explains the following. He says a very interesting kind of a havona in what the chilik and the nature between the hashra'at the hashchinish, as we call it, of the first one, rather than more than the second one. V'yesh l'chad l'shoy. I'm going to read out some of it. Lo v'chorav is amita shishin ba'avoyin eilu gila avoyin v'ilu mitashayin v'shvil sinas chinom. It's not a mikra, and he doesn't get involved further than this. That's possible for him that it's not just a mikra. They have all the similar, there's a similarity between them, as we know, there's any horrible Rabbi Yavir. What's the Shaykh between these things? And he says just the following, the Gemara says that was later on that one of the chilukim between Midrash Rishon and Midrash Sheni was there was Shchina. There were various listings that there was a Midrash Rishon which didn't happen in Midrash Sheni. But one of the chilukim which the Gemara thought to be Shchina was the listing of Shchina that there was in Midrash Rishon which didn't exist in Midrash Sheni. It wasn't the same kind. It wasn't the same kind of Ashras Hashchina, the same kind of connection between Shchina, Midrash Rishon, Midrash Sheni, which was Kama chiluk. There was a Shechina and there wasn't in Midrash Rishon which didn't have in Midrash Sheni. The Zeo Mailas Beit HaMidrash Rishon Shoyim Bemiyuchad V'Mailas Shoyitza Shechina Shoyiraboy. Well, if you have Churban Sheloi Kashaloi Hoyu Roi Shetisha Shechina Beinayim. When the Hanhog of Kaisal was such that it wasn't compatible with Shechina, the Shoah of Shechina, but that was the Salah that brought Churban to the Bayez Rishon. The Hainu. Yishetinei Beit HaMidrash. When there's tuma amongst Kavisro, Be'edah Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoyra, tuma which is Maska, the Kaviyoch of the Shina, he says, very interesting, Hagamah the Apostle said, that it's Shaykh HaKodesh Baruch Hu to be Shaykh in the Shaykh to Mosom, that's only when Aveir is of the Shaygeg. Don't break the Purish, V'chen Yachal, and there's the Chatoim of Shaygeg, it's Shaykh Shumos to be Shumosom. But, when Kavisro, the Eilu Gila Chatoim Nikru Tuma, could eat the Tachta Shavuot, and he goes on to bring three various Mekoyrus, why Aveir Zor is considered tuma, why Gila Arayat is considered Tumma, and why Shvita Tov is considered Tumma. It breaks for them various materials, which at the moment I don't want to be marakin too much. I've got the text in front of you. ולפיכך בשביל אלו גימל תומה יש חורב הבית. So the first idea is that the first bias was, there was a special shchina in the Migdosh, which may be the reason why the various mitzvahs is because it's in a shchina. When Klal Yisrael do various acts, which is deicha, which is considered ma'aseh tuma, Migdosh, the Avodah Zarah is considered tuma, vilarayis, etc. So it's that theory, that's something which is not compatible with shchina. But it's matzah given, Avodah Zarah, gerayis, and shvichas, something which is matzah and shchina. It's not that way. When it comes to Bayis Sheni, it didn't come about through a shchina, the way Mikdash Rishon was. And he says, "Avol Milas Mikdash Sheni Hoya Machmas Yisrael Atzmo." The Dovah Zebor. That was it. It's the stage which is done amongst the various of the Forshim in different ways. There, the play in God, and many of them are Forshim go along with it. I'm just speaking these easiest text to be able to read from. The Dovah Zebor. Yisrael heimis achtim alidei beis hamikdash. The Migdosh is something which brings Klal Yisrael together. One kohen, one mizbeach, kohen echot, mizbeach echot. When there's a Migdosh in place, v'nes rabomois, because this is the mokum which is nisachet, shelo yoyah pirit v'chilek of Yisrael. V'adom ha-zemavur, various places, and he goes on to bring and he continues in various makoris, this period and the next period to explain that there's a Migdosh which comes about in the Mokim Knesses of Kali, the Mokim Chibur of Klal Yisrael is a Mokim which is represented with Migdosh. And even if it isn't Shechina, even if it isn't because the Rebbeinu Shlomo has chosen this as a Mokim of Hashoras of Shechina to the same level, but Klal Yisrael coming together also have the Koyach to be able to have a Mokim of Migdosh. But there, the Chayim Beit HaMigdosh, where it becomes the Ummah of Klal Yisrael as Nesachet, Mokim Shechubur Lo Yachto, ומבני קיין נחר הבית ושל סנף חינום שנחרק לבובו והיו בחולוקים והיו לא היו רויין למיקדוש אשר הוא התאחת את ישראל ופירש פושט. The second Migdosh, which was there, Mikoyach Klal Yisrael, because the Messias of Klal Yisrael, they brought about the Ichud of Klal Yisrael, which was represented in the Koyach of Migdosh. Although it wasn't Shchinim, Sidoa Gon in Aplat Moshtet, as the Migdosh Rishim was the Zuz of the Leila, the Migdosh Shini was the Zuz of the Tata, you want to call it that. It was God, it all came together, had this prayer. In Mishkan Bemis, it's like a pillar given from Beidah, but that's not for now, this Arishim is not for now. But what there is in Masber is that the Kirk of Mikdash Rishon was a Kirk, but Etzem was where the Shinah was Shira. And therefore, God is all conduct, which was not compatible with the Shoah of Shinah, was bad for that Mikdash. In Mikdash Shinah, Nishkan Shinah, the Gemara said before, is the world of Shinah, whatever that means, Nishkan Shinah was 8 years in the Shemaim, but Nishkan Shinah, but it was still a Mokim of Avodah, a Mokim Yuchud, a Mokim which found this. Representative of Migdosh, which Klal Yisrael and Sultan can have together, Machmas Klal Yisrael. But when there was no Pirud, then that big Migdosh which came about, the Sultan Klal Yisrael was this battle, was Choruk. That's why the Sinasinah was that Koyach, that Sibur, to take away the Koyach of the Migdosh Sheni, and the Gimur Aveyat Chamuras, which are Kulam, and Yonim Kuntumas, repelled the Sinah of the Migdosh Rishon. And at the end of this piece, he goes on to say a similar kind of inyan, but much of what he says in between, I'm not going to repeat you because I don't really understand very much about it. To read it to you without understanding much. At the end, he goes on to say another interesting inyan, which is the final spirit of Enna Tishan. And he brings that the Mikdash Rishon came about the Sultan of Rome, Yitzhak Yaakov, what was the Hatzokah came from Rome, Yitzhak Yaakov, that they'll need this Mikdash. And he explains that Rome, Yitzhak and Yaakov, each one of them, was the Tichus, Keneget, Gila, Arroyas, Avedus, Mordor, Shichus, Yomit, and that's again, it's Arichus. Avram Avinu was the Koyach, Keneget, Gila, Arroyas, the Shechina, Neyodazni, he didn't know, he didn't recognize his wife, Bechlal, he brings various in Yonim, Yitzchok was Avada, Keneget, the Koyach, Avedus, Zorach, and the Machin, and so on, and Yakuz was the Keneget, Shichus, Yomim, he wasn't Shichus, he brings very, very interesting in Yonim, in this Koyach, we know the Fal, Yakuz had Koyach, Leish the Eliyodi, but he didn't do so, he didn't fight Nishmid Lom, and Nishmid Eisav, as we know. State Nacha Azach was the bread of the Agav, State Ayakiz, and Leroy Koyach Kerim Yomov, because Kerim is the Indian of taking a Koyach. But that's what it happens. The Indian Shaykh Domin says, Yakiz was Eisav Yahalkum. In various, the only mission being, the first Mikdosh came about, and that's why when Fadi Scroll fell short, of a Gavidazor, Giras, Rikhatom, and with Kamran, Kutovas, and Korah, and Migdos. As of later, the Migdos Shane is in Kutovas, Kalisro. It wasn't the Kutovas, it was the Kirk of Kalisro to be able to bring in their own right, Kaviyoko, the Indian of Ashur, Sashmina, of But when there was spirit in Klal Yisrael, that curse of Klal Yisrael is gegangen, and therefore that's why it came about. So kach, however we're going to be mefaris, in so you since the given inyan for Asherot Ashkina, which wasn't compatible with Avodah Zarah Gireret Shvichas Domim, whether it was a keneged, the mocking of the Klal Yisrael's ichud, which brought about the Baishen, or the keneged, the Sus Ovois, of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or that kach brought about the Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni, the Himtoichus of Klal Yisrael, the reasons and that for each one, the parallel scissors to the kach of the Mikdash, was where the Kishlin, where they fell through, was the sin of all this material. They made the leaders didn't come in. That's a little bit of a sinner's opinion from our album. I'd like to discuss one or two other inyonim, which we will also discuss actually about Kulm and Bari. One thing is actually very interesting. Emphasis came out to Gemorrah, which was a serious discussion. I'd like to mention this just for the Agar. But you say that this is a bit of a pella. The Gemara in Dorim Peyala very famously brings the Shaila of the Vusta Shnikel Gemara. The Gemara says, Nia Isha Chotam Yemen Azuit, the Senator of Assyria, which we learn on Tisha B'Av. That what was the Sibba Al Ma Chorav Al Ma Chorav Oret? Doz Anisha La Chachomim Vel Alavi Veloi Pirishu Ache Pirish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmei Deseh Vayoyim Hashem Al Azam Ozem Esay Rotu. Sheitam Afurish in Gemara. That the reason why the Churban came about, Ozma Seirosi, that the Gemara, Hainu Leishonim Vekoili, the Gemara is also that it wasn't. Ela Amar Beyudam Arav, She'im Bevorchim Atoira Tchila. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says that although the at the time of the Churban Abayi, it didn't seem that there would have been over any Averis Mefurish, the reason why the Kulma came about is because they broke up the Tzimah. Let's take the Purish and the Gemara. Dolos, Shalom, Levim, Shalom, Chachomim, was Gefrek, was not Gefrek. And they didn't know why the Kulma came about until they came out, they were Megalodists. He said the Rebbeinu Shalom himself said, also the Tzirosi, that there was a certain union of Leborchum and Tzirosi, which the Rav brings from Rebbeinu Yehuda very famously, the Pshat in Leborchum and Tzirosi. They just say, by Yom Hashem, Elozim and Tzirotzi, the Chalz, the Lech and the Yadur of the time, the Gemara afraid of, if they weren't keeping the Tzirotzi, so what did they make the greater Pella? Elos, the Gemara says, he said, the Pshat in Rabbeinu, the Ram brings the Pshat in Rabbeinu, you're in it, the Grafi dying. Thou shall I both of a Tzirotzi, Tzilo, of the Ore, the Nisa, Elozim and Tzirotzi, if you say, Mashmash, Elozim and Tzirotzi, the Loya, Iskin, boy, if they didn't learn Tzirotzi. So why, when they asked the Levim and asked the Chachomim, why the Churban came out? What is Gilead? What is Gilead from the Gemara? It's very simple what the answer is. No one by Kurishua, but they don't go to the Hoyo. The Caliph, everybody knows what is Gilead. And Abba by Iskimo, you're going to tell you something. What's Gilead? 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 Why did the Churban come about? So the Gemara, yes. But look, you're going to tell you the Chilo. Well, the Fichach, Dr. Rath. Oh, you're a Chachom and a Vim, Tmeim, Almo, of the Oret, of Gepelet, wow, of the Chiyomene. So why was the of the Oret? Actually, please, I come spoke of Atmetel, I come spoke of Shahu Yodem, Amaki Aleis, that the Rabbanish every knows what everybody has in his heart. Shaloi Ayom, work of the Torah Tzvila. Kaloima, Shaloi Haisa, this is a very famous stick of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Shaloi Haisa, Torah Chashuva, Manim, Kolkach, Shiroi, Lavorach, Alel. What is Gibach, Kam Brocha? It wasn't Choshev by them that they should make a Brocha on Torah, but Gled Torah. Oh, but it was without the bracha. There's a lot of shocking about why the fact that they didn't make a bracha, what that shows about the Indian of not having a chashivas in Torah. Sheroya Yerubayo Chaleo, Sheroya Oiskin Bo, Nishmo, Bitoich Kachi, Vizalzim, Vrachotso, what does Gilead, Dichtik Torah, the Hasoga of understanding the appreciation of making the Torah. Sheroya has a book of the Torah. The Velfet of America, the Gashman, this is America, the Gashman, in our Gemara says, Mao Horvor is a little door, Giran Shikhsov, the Gemara means the Furish of Suki. Shai, the Chesk, they didn't happen at the same time. They said the Churban Bayis and Ozda Oret is not the same today. Yes, Efshin. Mozart, Ozda Oret, Kenta, the Churban Bayis was one Sibba, and the Oret was a different Sibba. Kenta. He, in the mission to Rav Aaron writes in his How a common God he brings this about? Well, the Zot Zot, he says that even a person's Zotistic in Avera is Cholilat, but called Mama, his Zotistic in Fera properly. The Vershen of all his hopes and ways and gives him a chance, as the Sera is going to be able to help him, is going to pull him out of the situation out of Ephraim Long Artikel. So, Urshabo Machzira Mutter, Sera has always got the Kayach. That even if somebody has lost himself and lost his way, the Rebbe Hashem gives him the chance and has the patience for him that he should be able to return. And what was wanted in the Gemara was, if there was that Eitzik in Torah, all that was Fachat Gevor, B'dayin Yitzhorah, B'dayin Yitzhorah, or with the Eitzik in Torah, at the end of the day should have been something for the Rebbe Hashem, or for the Rebbe Hashem should have been allowed this to be that which would have been Machzir and Mutter, which would have been able to protect them in the long run and look after them. Let me say something to Gemara about Hayyis, that the word Baruch was Torah Tchila, they didn't have a Hashidus from Torah the way it was supposed to be. What's Galen? Some of the Ram says the Furish, the Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Ram finishes off about the Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Eilu Zibir Arab Achotis Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Heim Noim Ru'i Ramisha Omro. Rabbeinu Yehuda can dog an Avot, as the Baruch of Torah Tchila means a little bit of the Hashidus of the Torah Tishma, etc. So the Ram says, and what the Gemara is telling us is, Avadam was Eisek in Averis, the Gemara over here is not being Eisek in which Averis they came about, which came the Churban. Oh, but why was it that the Torah not protect them? And the Rambam says, why was it that the Torah wasn't given the chance as though the Torah will be able to be the Chazak and find their way to, out of the various Averis that were listening to it? And I'm there, they didn't give the Torah the Chashidus Ma'al HaKoyim of what it was. So maybe that kind of a Torah was a Torah which didn't give them a chance. As for Navi Dazor, again, I wrote in Shvichas Domim, what the Menichshel in, that we'll be able to have a tikkun. And therefore, the Vedas that for Shnei members, this Gemara is Emes, and Yenna Gemara is Emes. The Emes is a shock to hold a look at a shmutak about this Gemara, so it's a penalty gazak. The way he understood it, I'm not sure 100% of his mouth is stimmed to the Vedic Gemara. But he says that the Gemara is not Shara Levin, or Shara Lachachomim, what's the effect? What's the Gemara in the Chisorum? And none of them will be able to answer until the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself was Megala, what the problem is. No, both of us are still. Look, not enough Hashem Kibbutz, the Gemein Afayna and Kval Yisrael, that's the Gemein Afayna and the Hashivus of Torah. He doesn't understand, how can you have a Taina to somebody if it's the kind of Taina which Nishta Nevi'im know, can identify, Nishta Chachom can identify, the Rebbeinu Shlom Dafakum Megala, look, a Taina to a Mensch, as I call Taina, which only the Rebbeinu Shlom can identify the Taina, but he can't remember as our Taina to people that are, the Rosh of the Megalagher, the Seder, of the Chachom of Mishnevus, and the Vim of Mishnevus, what's this for a Koshi? So you look at Mary the Gevalt, the Mary the Geemers. I'm not sure this concept of the Kasha, the Kasha, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you that Mary the Gezach. I'll tell you that the Mensch can Nishal Vein and Azach. But the Nisht in the Vim can tell him what it is. And Nisht the Chachom can tell him what it is. Or the Er Avein Vesge. The Mensch are named after the Ovis. He knows, this is the Delta. Everybody himself knows that the Gemara is not going to have to say everybody was fully aware of that. But then in the end of the Chum, maybe they won't be able to tell what's going on. But there's a lot of people, do our lay face to have other yachts, or try to see us. But the Yenna Kenton is not, doesn't mean that you don't know. There's a Gishnik in Eshmi. The Eves is, it's the Gishmak and the Richtig. If the Pshat in the Gemara is on Berech, with the rebounds of the Pshat in the Gemara, that this wasn't the reason why the Chum came about was the Sheikh Alms in the Gemara. The Gemara has got a shayla over there, why the Torah didn't protect Shaila's Oz. It's not right in your shayla, it's not a kash on them. The Taina to them wasn't on the Torah, the Taina to them wasn't on the Torah, that he did. But why the Torah wasn't on the Torah, it wasn't because the Shaila, and I know how soft Shaila's version was Megala. Wasn't necessarily the symbol for that version. If you don't shake the Gemara, that was the symbol for that. This is how the two things come together. Is there a shver? Nochem suggests that this is a chuban or is a chuban abai. It's not like this is how these various Gemara's come together. But it's one of the other things I'd like to be. Like to share with you about this Sugya Sagimora. The first thing is a couple of the units in the Yarad Vash. I'd like many of them, unfortunately, a lot of discussions about Pshat and this Gemara. There's two things that I'd like to say over from it. One thing is, I'll go, like this Gemara, the end of the Gemara that we just learned, the state in the Gemara that Rishonim, Shenizgala Avoinov, Nizgala Kitzov. The Avela Nizgala, we've got Psukim, Toshab Shatni Gemara, we've got the Psukim which tells us what the Avela was, then Nizgala Kitzchon, the main, the catch was told. Achreinim, Lo Nizgala Avela. So, but Emes, Lo Nizgala Avela is not clear what it means. Rashi says what it means is, it was hidden Avela, it wasn't open in Avela. But Marshall says, a hidden Avela is worse. You could learn that it's trying to give more money, it's got a lot of money. It doesn't say anywhere in the Pesukim. This sin of chinam is something that the Gemara has worked out. Shtetish mefurish. Then it's got a lot of money. Like a form of capital cash. Shtetish mefurish. It's got a house in it. Then it's got a kitzel. So the end wasn't total. He says, I'm already going to try in this. I'm supposed to try in the Gemara. Look, there, and then don't understand in the Gemara. Yesh lahovin. Ma'a tali yazeb ozeb. Between the shushin is gala oven, is gala niya keis mayim. What's it got to do with it? You know that the oven is publicized, it's not publicized, and therefore you do know where the end is, you don't know where the end is. Yeah, something of chat out there. Avle inin karovsh ka omro, she odom dosh bachet nasa leke hete, ve inin margish bachet. Avle kasha yinochem, yimonam asoy tachet, oz yizocher bechesroinu vechete shachoto, umala shamol b'ashem vseirosoy, וזה בבית ראשון. What happened was the following. שהיראו לעשות. אבל בגול הסבובל הסנחנו מה שעושו, ולא יעבדו עוד עמיד הזור, ולא יעבדו רגיל הרוי את השביך הסדומם, ואין כן נסגל אבינו, כי בעוד מהרו, חטום לנק גם תומד, ולכך כשסורם לעשות, את אף השם ריחם עליהם. נסגל אבינו doesn't mean that the psukim just told us what the Aveiro was. נסגל אבינו means that we're not even sure what the Aveiro was. The Rishayim Nishin is Gala Avera means that they themselves came to acknowledge and recognize that what Avera was, this Gala Avera, you know, this is Gala Kitzel. Because they acknowledged what happened, they came to Golos and some Pashtana, that this is the Sibah for the Golos, was Avera Zorah, the Shmich HaSovim. They did something about it, but Shivakasov is a glass figure coming from the Golos. So, hey, Kishasov and Avera, Avashem Richam Aleyev, Vivticham Legola, Meir, Chidat Shivim Shona, Benigla Kitzel. Omnom Bay Sheini, שאוי עושים עשה לבלוש נהורה, ומזה לא ישובו בעבין איתנו הרבים. ואוי, היוי מחזיקים בקצום הזו לסנאי חינוך, בפיו שולם את רגע ידבר. תראית אין את זה תראית, very nicely, everybody speaks to each other, as if they're very caring for each other. ובלי ויוסם אורבוי, ושומח מהפולוסוי ותקלוסוי, and look to me, and there's a shame, the head again, and also, I'm just happy about it, deep down inside it. So, Imir, ain't pressure. We don't see an Aveir, we make an Aveir, so don't give us Chassodim, give out, 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 so other people don't talk themselves into believing, other people are out upon it, there's nothing, which is where this Aveir of the sin of sinam has been properly acknowledged. This is loinis gala means, is the Aveir which hasn't been understood, appreciated, acknowledged, and dealt with, is loinis gala. And then if Chalisol are able to understand and realize what the sin deserves, until it becomes open and revealed, Kevish took him to them, Ket. Oval Zachbul outside the sin, so he said, Achroichim Ashne Atifim, Svach Halokos, Vim Kein Loinis Gaadayin Avoyim Bayesheini, Kehalo Leheter Yechoshe, Vilchasma Vilitin Arabim, Vilitin Galakito. Vaono Yoshim Zvan Rav Vagoylo, Kichol Zman Shasiba Maviya Choyle Loitusav. Because as long as it's loin is gala avoinam, as long as the sin of chinam was sticked in the mansion, it's still buried and it's still hidden and it's not understood and not been as gala the way it's supposed to be. The epshtel rafes achoyla v'kol mechassel esafesh aboyla v'chein adobel esli. So that's what the Prophet says in the Gemara. If you acknowledge him as the someone that there is, Kevin goes to the Tachan Zayin, if you can come to a case, it's not the Gula, which is why the Gula came about from the Bayit Rishon. By Shaini over Loinis Gala Avena means that if we haven't got to the bottom of understanding, acknowledging, and appreciating this, it's a criminal. Okay, the rest of Eid Sprach, and the Seich Libom is an Andre Sprach, and Meda, unfortunately, until this will be understood, and this is Kenan and his Dalan Zayin, and Aris Kevin from Zich, the Sin of Sinon, Kevin from Ben Golas Ish Aris Kevin. That's what brought the Golas about, that's what one needs to find to heal oneself in the Golas in order to get to the end of it. The fact is that the Indian is there. The interesting the tip in the beginning of the Parashat Bereishis, where he talks about the Midas of the Ovis. And he says, Achutz from the Midas of the Ovis with Tzadikim and Chassidim, they were also Yeshurim. Says, what's a Tzadik and a Chassid and a Yeshur? So he explains that a Tzadik is somebody who keeps, he does what he's supposed to do, Chassid, Nachsid, Mitzvahs, Talas, Chaburas, etc. But besides that, and he touches this Gemara, it's very interesting to that. He says, okay, he says, the Gemara says, the Shemach Yosher who Shnemel Hatzik Dinaf, the Churm by Shein is Shoyadurich Shivasalte, Upirashu, Shoyer Tadikim, the Hasidim, the Amole Torah, Achloi Hoyur Shorim Alicha Solomon. אל קיימת מייסר הסכינם שבליבם זה זה חושלת לי שאינו רואי שנויק שלגדייתם בירת השם שצדוקים אפריקרת. He says that the sin of sinom was the sin that even in Ruchni is the sin of sinom. There's gehalten of people who don't do the ve'er v'halach. They is in a gerecht in ve'er v'halach and avodas Hashem. They is in a gerecht in the way that for anybody who doesn't do things the nishter, the hob nishter, their havona and understanding is avodike and teich v'sal zoh. The God must have said the sin of Ruchni is eichet. Nishna is the sin of sinom in business. And also that's the chilek always with tzaddikim chassidim of Yeshurim. Yeshurim means that the rachna shavedus was under because this sin of sinim about what I do, what you do, what other people do. The sin of sinim was a gevinim zorir by a sheni. It was even in the Beit Hamikdash sin of sinim. The gevinim of Kali Yisrael in the Avodas Hashem gevinim was the sin of sinim. And there was Pesach nishta zirimir, ha'ot nishka mokim. And he says that that which resulted, even he says there was shvicha somim by a sheni as well. But the reason for the shvicha somim is really the kishtikim is Buddhist. ובוא אני זה יודע לשליח הסדום ובדרך הפלוגו לכל הרואי שמראי למה שחור בבית. אבל זה תוכל נהיג מצין הסדם, תוכל נהיג מפירו, זה נהיג, מה עם מעלו, אני אומר מעלו, this is the מקור of all that wrong. הקפונת, so the Indian for learning this God at social means that a person doesn't have the tapas of Kiddush in the Sira of the Shaykh in a way that Hashem also knows what it's in a sin. Well, they give Jesus in for him. Then there's caring for other people, having a hasoga that those Nia Zalongin, what Vienna is Zalongin, it's not in whichever way it should be. It's something which Kali Yisrael vice states in the Bitter Golas needs to work on and calls man that is learning this God of Indian is learning this God of Sos. One of the things I just want to share with you, this is the Kuzi in Yaris Raf, I mean, Yerisim, which is also something which is mentioned amongst other apologists. Kipshitza yid awas sugi ba'amad. Awas sugi understands the base of Ma'ayis, Ma'ayis Rishon and Ba'ayis Sheini, both in their own life, on their own shivas, of the Amakimus of Vedas Hashem. The first Chorban came about for what it came about, and the second Chorban came about for what it came about, and that's where we're up. Whatever the sivas in the background may be. He says a very interesting Zach, he's not the only one who's discussed this, many others discuss it as well, about what the whole tachlis and the fairness of Zayat Shani was. That's his own different mahalach of the Pshutif and Allah. So he just wants to mention some interesting truth about this. And he says, Ba'amad Chabat, Rebbeinu Shalom brought about after 70 years, Noch HaMikdosh, which is eventually destined to be destroyed, is... It's not a great set that in position in the Tevah's Talia's role, we should have rather a kiyum for the end of the Golos, business zaycha, azazan, a mikdash al makoimai. Don't think of in the Tevah's, noch a mikdash, noch a churbu. It should have been a situation, a mikdash rishon, which he can't die, and we'll down back into the Tevah's role, roi, to be able to have it back. Noch a mol, noch a mol, noch a mol, noch a mol. So he says, Abol Tva, mabua, b'chol, 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 אבל הריחס הגולות המור הזו is כבר נחתם עלינו בגולות בית רישן. The answer is that it wasn't, the bayit sheni, wasn't a full tikkun, and a tikkun of golos to come back to what happened originally. That wasn't the pshat. The gemein golos, and that golos needed to come to a tikkun, whatever this final golos will come to a tikkun. It was a pekita. It was something in the meantime, which happened with bayit sheni. And what was the necessity to make a bayit sheni? It was a bimkoim. It was something in the meantime as a fill-in. Why was that? What's the pekidu of the bayit sheni? It's not kavala emesi. The emes ma heftik meshamish lifkoi teichshim mishon av achkach legalusom. Ala yoyte nochet shi agolus vili heftik. Achi yirachem Hashem v'achar achar nizker and gendi. El zok da zoi. Aval chaz da Hashem leitomu. Umarabu rachmo ki yivtiach leitonu levalti shokach teret elokeinu mikribeinu. Yihi shlem es nafshin. The Ken is Gana Golos without Seir and Kali Yisrael. The key of Kali Yisrael ultimately is only through the Seir. Ukva loida ki be Golos by Trish and Rarib, whatever the Sivas were, the Emes is, and as he goes on to explain, that at the end of the Bayit Rishon, there wasn't much either in the Musig of Seir Shebal Peh, or all the Takonos that the Chachamim instituted, all the Gedorim and the Siyogim that Chazal instituted, came about Be'ikah through the tufa of the Tanoe and the Gevorim through the tufa of Bayit Sheni. Rumiya Takona to Gedorim Beshevah Sanhedrin Hoye B'mei Bayit Sheni Kimat Nishkecha Atura Me'amoyna Om Uve Meshuva Me'agoyla Lo Yodim Mitzvah Sukkim Mitzvah Shabbos. There's many things that we didn't know about as he brings from the Sukkim, etc. The Elu Hismid Ainyan, if this matter of Golos would have continued as it was, but the Shtakah of our Zerif was very small, for the Mekah Zerif was then, the Golos, the existence of Kaisal would no longer have been able to continue. So there would be nothing left to bring Golos to Kaisal. Well, as I say, Hashem, Achishem, Hashem, is the Vali, Dach, Nidach, Mitzir, Rosh, Kashi, Yiftiach, Lono, Kervonu, Lekudosli, Vesech, Shem, Shom, Eretz, Yisrael, But then the Chorosh of Masker, Elif Levin, there were still those who were still the Baalei Chochma and the Baalei Torah were still around. And they came again. And there the Mesiris HaTorah really happened then. The whole scoop of Baal Sheni was Be'emes, the Ajik and the Zayla, and the Melandim and the Torah and the Shiyogim and the Mishmoris and everything that they all set up in order to make sure that there should be Torah, Zayt to learn Torah, and Zayt the Kiyim of Torah, all the Gedorim, that all happened in the scoop of Baal Sheni. So the Baal Sheni was a Pekidah, it was something that happened in the meantime, in order to make sure that the Kaisal should be able to survive in the Golos, that we should have an opportunity to be able to connect the Kiyim of Torah. And limit our Torah, for that there needed to be a Baal Sheni. And I think much of what we have is Torah from the Baal Sheni. But in all of the various Dinyonim, it is a Mazbir, that finished the chapter is that the first Golos was finished with Ge'endik, that was Ki'ilu Lo Yoyo, and you came to Baal Sheni, and that was Nochamol Ge'endik. There's no finish Kentachmas in the Tehelet. The tease, Kal Yisrael, Nochem al HaMikdosh, Nochem al HaGolos. The Golos was initially the way it was, and Be'ez Hashem will come to an end. The Be'ez Sheni was a stop, a pchida, as he calls it, in order to make sure that Kal Yisrael should be able to reconnect to the Torah and all the Kedushas of Tanoim. The Nevi'im were still around at that time. Ashi Knesset Zoyla, Vot Gemach Tassida, Vot Gemach Tassida Tfila, Vot Gemach, everything that needs to be instituted. Tell the four Kaisers are going through Golos without Musa Chasmul. It didn't exist. At the end of Bayit Rishon, none of these things happened. All these things came about through the Seder, the Anti-Knesset and Zayda, which set up for Klal Yisrael the whole infrastructure of Torah and Kiyum HaMitzvos, and set the Kinezel Zara Kiyum. What we connect to in our Avodah is much of what was instituted in the Bayit Sheni. Not to go to our Rachmim for Rebbeinu Shem to make sure as in the Seder Golos of Kinezel Zara Kiyum. That's a very Mechudosh Dikah Mahalach, which Yaris Rash the death of the Klal and what happened in the Eshtim and the Smeita, how it all came about. A little bit of the Yisaidas of these figures of Melanin. The Eshtim are open up on Mashal Yitzhak with Lenin about the Churban, this Sibban, Yemachurban, their Churban, was also a race creek and Mehemesis of the Shanala Vaita, that's very clear. Mahalsin from his mom, it's a Zion Tak in this Galakitza. In the Chizuk, and then the weather, the Sibir is the sin of Sinan, which is the Ma'akiv, the Gevula, which everybody knows, and the Nachavim of them. But in Ruchni, you stick a sin of Sinan, and Gashmi, you stick a sin of Ken, the Emma's about other people. But you know, I'm going to mention, I'm going to say, the competitive type of atmosphere that there is amongst people, and we have an Ishka Filling. There is a Yiddish kind of, there is an Amdus, also a Fanim, and then an Avon of Zicha, the Kenish Lane in the Gemara is just to read the Gemara about Sinan Sinan, and the Shem, you get right to finish, you get a couple of them, you get right. Again, it just cannot happen like that. The Tachlis is also learned from them, a Sivir, as we talk about in Yerushalayim, Echa Barachim and Toshu, is Mizvallah of the Churban, Mizitzvah of the Eish, you don't go Tachlis in the 3 weeks, you don't cut your hair. This is the Tachlis. The Tachlis is the Eilis Izzah, as all the Seir events, the Gedenken, that there's something over here which we want to get back to, which we're going to get back to. And we're laying in the Gemara about how to get back to it. It's called 7 seconds in the cinema, as I've had a symbol of time. This Galek Toshu, from Beis Hashem, with learning the Gemara, that Mishael Yosef Zayin, the Sibbos of Golos, the practice of Golos, Beis Hashem will be able to move on our inscription from the Golos to the area of Beis Hashem.